Hey everyone, welcome back to Staying Connected, a show where I talk to other people with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome or VEDS, which I also have. This is Katie, your host, and today I have Carly with me, who's going to tell her son's story and her own story dealing with vascular EDS. Hey Carly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you for coming on and telling us your story and your experience and Chase's experience.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell me more about Chase. How old is he?
He is 5 years old. He just turned 5 years old a couple of months ago.
And when did you find out that he had VEDS?
We found out shortly after he turned 2 years old. So we've had his diagnosis now for 3 years.
And how did that come about?
He started to break a lot of bones, which was very unusual. I have four boys total, five kids, and he's number four. And so our other three boys, you know, they had just never had any kind of issues like he did. And he just seemed unusually fragile. And between that and low weight gain, he was very small for his size. We just got a little concerned and started to explore with a geneticist that we got connected with. And they did several blood tests, several genetic tests, things like that. And after a year of testing and no answers, we got a genetic screening, which we went through a private lab to do, and some blood work. And that's what officially diagnosed him with VEDS.
And did you know what VEDS was by the time that you got that genetic test result back?
No, we had never heard of it before.
So tell me about that experience of getting the diagnosis and how it felt.
As a parent, the only word I can use to describe is numb. I remember the words of the geneticist reading it off of the lab sheet and said that he had been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome type 4 vascular. And the only word that I heard out of that was vascular. And I thought, that can't be good. And as much as she tried to explain, I didn't hear a word that she was saying. My body felt numb and like the room was quiet and things were going on, but I wasn't comprehending anything. And it was a big shock as a parent to hear that about your child.
Was somebody else there with you?
My husband was there, yes.
Okay. What did they tell you about it?
She actually didn't say a whole lot, or at least that I remember. I remember her saying that he was extremely fragile and that all of his organs were at a high risk for rupturing. He would need a special medical team and for the rest of his life and lots of medical care. I remember her saying that he needed to wear a medical alert bracelet for the rest of his life and that she would start connecting us with other doctors to get him the care that he needed.
Did you end up getting connected with specialists shortly after that?
Not too shortly after that. It did take what felt like almost a year to finally get a team of doctors in place for him. We were told about the conference that was happening in Las Vegas that same year. It was a few months later, and some really close friends of mine started a fundraiser to help raise money to get us to the conference. And that's where we first met Dr. Byers and came in connection with him, as well as some other friends that I have become Facebook friends with and things like that, that either are parents with children with VEDS or have VEDS themselves.
Yeah, I love Dr. Byers.
Me too.
He's great. And the whole Me community too. Has really been wonderful too.
Yes, they are amazing beyond words.
So how has life changed since that day?
My life has become what feels like living in doctor's appointments. I feel like we are in a doctor's appointment once or twice a week, and that's just our new norm. He's been hospitalized twice within the last 6 months due to bowel issues. And this just feels like this is just our normal, and we will be living in doctor's appointments and always on edge about the what ifs with him. So it's a little stressful as parents, it's a little stressful as families, and with our kids, and continuing to explain to them the severity of his condition and to try to explain to him as he gets older the severity of what his life will look like.
Is he your only child with vets?
He is, yeah, he was a spontaneous mutation.
So he's the only one in the whole family then. You and your husband don't have it.
Yeah, my husband and I were both tested and we came back negative. And then our other kids were not tested. They told us that there was no need for them to be tested, that it was just him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me more about his bowel issues.
So he gets constipated extremely easily. His bowels are stretched out so far that he does not have the sensation that normal people have. And due to the vets, he can't be constipated because it ups the rupture rate for him, especially as he gets older. So he's been hospitalized a couple times now for severe impactions where they've had to clear out the impaction through the hospital with an NG tube, and he can't feel it coming, and it's a mess, and it's a nightmare, and it's frustrating, and it's hard, and just extremely stressful all around, and the doctors can't figure out how to fix it, basically.
So what is an NG tube?
So the NG tube is inserted into his nose and goes down into his stomach. And for him, they have to do it through a guided radiology to make sure they don't nick anything when inserting the tube. And then they administer a medication called Go Lightly. And it's extreme amount of quantities per day that goes into his system. And that breaks down the stool and it breaks down the impaction and clears everything out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very sorry you're going through that and that he's going through that.
Me too.
How has he dealt with it?
He deals with medical issues extraordinarily well for a 5-year-old. He always has. I think it's just normal to him to be in doctors and be in situations, and that's just all he's known. So considering, he handles it really well.
How much does he know about his diagnosis?
He doesn't know too much because to try to explain such a complex situation to a 5-year-old is really hard. We've told him a few times, you were very specially made, and sometimes that means you get hurt easy, and so there's some things that we can't do, like when he wants to play soccer like his brothers, we try to explain to him that, you're special and you get hurt easy, so we can't play soccer, which is very hard for a boy with 3 older brothers to not be able to do the same things that they do.
How are they with him?
They are good with him. They understand that he's very fragile and breakable, so they understand that they have to be easy with him and that there's no wrestling with Chase. And, if they're on the trampoline, they need to let him jump instead of them jumping with him, things like that. So they're good, and they're aware that he has special medical needs.
That's good.
Yeah. It is.
So, what kind of things does he like to do? You said, he couldn't really play soccer with his brothers. What kind of things does he like to do that he can do?
That he can do. He loves to jump on the trampoline. We have the trampoline in the backyard, and that he loves to do. He loves to ride a bike. He has one of the balance bikes right now that he rides, and he loves that. He loves to do art. He loves to swim. Most things that he does as a little boy, and we try to let him do most of those things with caution. Yeah,
It's
lots of
hard to
caution.
take those things away from a kid, like
Very,
You're just a kid
yes.
and you want to have fun.
Yes, it's a hard balance of protecting him and putting him in a bubble and just letting him be a kid.
Has he met any
It's
other
tricky.
kids with this?
He has. We had friends that came to visit us from Utah, and so he got to meet a little boy his same age that has meds.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes.
How was that?
It was good. It was good as parents to get together and meet and talk about our experiences and our fears and expectations of the future. And it was nice to see the two of them playing together. It was really cute. It was a good experience.
That's amazing. I know
Yeah.
I've seen other kids get together, and it's so special because it's this bond. And I imagine they feel it
Yes.
similarly to how we do as somebody who's diagnosed with VEDS, you know,
Right,
and meet somebody
exactly.
else. It's like, wow, somebody who gets it.
Yeah, they're like me. Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool to have that as a 5-year-old.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Tell me more about the bone breaking. I don't think that's something that I experienced when I was a kid. I'm curious about that.
No, and it's not something that I hear is typical with a lot of EDS patients, which is why for a while they kept suspecting that he had osteogenesis imperfecta before his actual diagnosis. He broke his collarbone, he broke his femur, and he broke another bone in his leg. And that bone, we actually didn't even realize that he had broken. He has such a high pain tolerance that he got hurt on a bike and limped for about a day and then was fine and was running around and nothing was unusual. There wasn't any weird bruising or, any obvious sign of a broken bone. And it was once he broke his femur, about 2 months later that they said, "Oh, well, when did he break this bone?" And so as parents, that didn't make us look good because we didn't even know he broke the bone. And that was from, I think, December to February or March is when he broke
Wow.
all three of those bones. Yeah. It was when, within a 3 or 4 month span, he had broken three bones all back to back.
At such a young age, too.
Yes, and we had never experienced broken bones, surprisingly, with a bunch of boys, so it was very unusual to us. And as a parent, something's wrong. You don't know what, but something's not right about what's going on here.
Did he have any of the other kind of, I don't want to say minor, but the minor criteria, like the physical features?
He does actually, which is kind of funny. If you look at pictures of my husband when he was a child, he has those same features. If you look at Chase, he has the thin lips, thin nose, larger eyes, triangular face, all of the symptoms or features, I should say, that you read about that a VEDS person has, he has. But he also looks a lot like my husband when my husband was a child. He has that same shape in his face, things like that. So it was interesting to us to see. Yes, he does have the characteristics, but then so did my husband as he was younger. And I have a lot of the characteristics of EDS. And they actually thought I had that at the conference. Most people thought my husband was my caregiver and that I was the one with EDS, which
Really?
we found interesting. I have a lot of the hypermobility characteristics. I have the large eyes, so it's been interesting to us to see as a genetic standpoint with all the features.
That's very interesting. So you
Yeah.
have you haven't been diagnosed with hypermobile EDS?
No, I have not.
That's very you're not the first person that I've heard about that, like having some of those hypermobility features and then having a child with vascular EDS.
Yeah, it was interesting sitting in one of the seminars and listening to the speaker go over all of the things that the signs of hypermobility, and a lot of those I could do, and I didn't think twice about it before, but sitting in the conference and showing my husband, well, I can do that. Like, can everybody do that? And so it was interesting, and then I realized not everybody can do that. So, guess not. I just thought that was me. I thought it was double jointed.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I, who knows? I have no idea.
Wow. Have you, so as you're meeting like other parents with this, has there been anything that if there's another parent now who is newly diagnosed, like their child was newly diagnosed, is there anything that you would tell them that would have helped you when you were going through it?
I would just say to take it one day at a time, because if you try to think too far ahead, it gets very overwhelming emotionally, and very hard to deal with. So one day at a time, make sure you line your doctors up because those will be your lifesavers, and just try to let your child still live a normal childhood as best as possible.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
That's really great advice.
That's what I've learned along the way.
What kind of things are you expecting to have to deal with as a parent as he grows older?
Much more doctor's appointments and hospitalizations, as much as I try to tell myself that, oh, he'll be the one that, won't have any complications, but he's already had complications. So just preparing myself for this is our life now. We, if we want to move, we can't be farther, than how long away from a children's hospital. We have to scout out where all the doctors are, and if we go on vacation, we have to figure out where the nearest hospital is. And it changes your whole life. It shifts your whole life, and everything is planned around him and what if something happens. And everywhere I go, I carry a very large bright red binder with all of his medical information and the vet's passport, so that if heaven forbid something do happen to him, I have all of his medical records. Very quick access and whatever the doctors may need.
That's smart.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm
It's
sorry that you have to go
taken
through
three
that.
years. Yeah, it's taken 3 years to get that binder set, but it's interesting to see the doctors and nurses' reactions to when I walk in with this huge binder.
What are those like? What are those reactions like?
I remember one nurse, he had a full tonsillectomy this last October, and one of the nurses walked in right after he came out of surgery and saw the binder, and she patted it and looked at me and said, "I need one of you in my life." And so I kind of just laughed. She goes, "That's extremely prepared. Like, I've never seen anybody else this prepared with information for their child."
That's great.
There's a lot to it, so
There is, yeah.
You have to have it ready.
Does he get scans or anything now on a regular basis at this age when he's so young?
He gets EKGs done once a year, and the last visit that we had with his cardiologist a few months ago, he said within the next year or two, he would like to start full body scans with him.
Okay. Can they do that all at once?
I don't know. We've never done it. We've only done the EKG so far and the CT. He's had a CT done, and that was once, and then he's had the EKGs done. So I don't know. I don't know how it will work. Right now, we travel 3 hours away to Stanford, in California, and there's a connective tissue disorder clinic there that has several doctors who specialize in patients like Chase. And so usually once a year we go to this clinic and we see all of his doctors all at once. And that's where they do the EKG scan, they go over the results, he sees his nutritionist, the geneticist, and we do all that at once.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those specialist centers are amazing.
Oh, a game changer. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're
This
like,
is going
okay, we're
back.
gonna schedule all of these appointments together on the same like day or two or whatever. It's like, thank you.
Absolutely. It's a very long day, but it's better than going back six times.
Yes. Like, I wish everybody would do that. Like, it's so hard. Like, I don't live near one of those centers, and trying to get my care coordinated is a nightmare now. And
Oh, it is.
it's so cool when you find something like that, within,
Yeah, it's
I mean,
amazing.
3 hours is a drive, but that's, relatively not that far for that type of care.
No, and we've cut it down to a science. We go down the night before. We usually get to stay in the Ronald McDonald House. We try to surround it with some positivity for him. So we take him out to dinner, and he gets some fun mommy daddy time. And the Ronald McDonald House is an amazing organization, and they have art rooms and playrooms and stuff for the kids. And so we make sure to take him early enough that he gets to play and interact with other kids that are there before the 6 hour long doctor's appointment. So at least he has some fun, roped into a very long day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you've done some stuff to try to raise awareness for vets too, right?
I have.
Tell me about that.
The most that I'm working on right now is part of my YouTube channel is dedicated to raising awareness for him. And in some of the videos, I've done interviews with him, and he joins me for the video. Some of the ones I do experiences with hospitals. I did a video with him about his surgery that he had in October, and just raising whatever kind of awareness I can to bring to him and to everyone with feds.
That's so cool. What is the name of the channel?
It's Carly's Creations, both with K's.
So Karlys,
Why?
and then
And
Creations with a
then
K.
and Creations with a K, yeah.
Cool. I'll get that link from you and I'll put it in the description of this video too, or this
Okay.
podcast.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. Well, is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners about your experience or his experience or anything?
I don't think so. Just to the parents out there, it's hard, I know, and just know that we're all doing the best that we can for our kids, and to lean on the community, because there are some amazing people, doctors aside, just amazing people out there, who are just uplifting and encouraging and are there for you, during the hard times and the good times. So lean on your community.
Thank you. I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
That's really great. And thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing Chase's story. And I hope I get to meet you at, in person one day
Me
when we're
too. I
done with
hope
all of
so.
this
Yes.
COVID
Yes.
19 crisis.
Me too. Me too. Thank you
But
so much for having me and letting me share his story.
yeah, thank you. And stay connected for sure. I'm gonna go check
Oh,
out
for
your
sure.
channel and subscribe.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you everybody for listening. This was Carly sharing her son Chase's story with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and her own experience as a parent dealing with the diagnosis and dealing with the condition. So thank you so much, Carly. We have episodes of Staying Connected coming out on the last Sunday of every month. So go ahead and subscribe. For the month of May, I am sharing a couple extra episodes to help raise awareness leading up to Reds for Veds Day on May 15th. May 15th is our annual, awareness day for vascular EDS, where everybody in the community wears red and shares a picture of themselves wearing red on social media with the hashtag Reds for Veds. So go ahead and be ready for May 15th, and we'll see you soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.